fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Noon. Happy Wednesday. I'm Mike. That's Reg. This is Indeed. It's the place where we get together every Wednesday evening to talk about independent wrestling with independent wrestlers or people, you know, just that do shit in the space. Mm-hmm. But we're back. We had a week off last week, Reg. I hope you're feeling better. How you doing, man?
It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster in the building, media man, you know, all my taglines, all my things. I am feeling better, Mike. Thank you for that. Still got a lingering cough. You know how these things happen these days. Also could be from these other things that I do. They all mix up together, so I never honestly really know, but I'm happy to be back. Independent wrestling. It's Indeed. It's been a lot of great independent wrestling going on. And today I'm even more happy because we got a homie joining us today. Very excited about this. My friend Darian Bankston is in here to do the thing and tell us all about all the great things he's been doing recently and that match with Alex Shelley. We're going to get into it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Darian, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I was great till that. Oh, man, I was blindsided by that.
That's how I do. I just like to throw curveballs. I like to throw alley-oops, you know, things of that nature. What's up with you?
You know, I'm soul-searching. I'm fighting off the depression of that match not happening.
Listen, sometimes you pray, there's dreams, you're on your knees, you say, you know, this would be great. And, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. But then, you know, A door closes and a window opens?
Mm-hmm. Another one opens? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that kind of happened for you, right?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I just saw a match graphic announcement that you're going to be featured on Ring of Honor television tomorrow. That's a big deal, right?
That is. Me and Robbie Eagles, one-on-one.
Which is also sick.
Yeah, it's well, so this is actually, this is very, what's the word? This is very all like, there's a word, serendipitous, that's it. Mm-hmm. I guess to catch up people who don't know, yes. The weekend I was supposed to wrestle Alex Shelley, he was on West Coast Pro and wrestled Alpha Zoe.
Yes, sir.
Right before his match, this was the week when all of the Delta craziness was going on. Got the notification. I forgot what that thing was called. But yeah, so basically, his only flight in 24 years of wrestling is canceled on the day he's going to wrestle me. And that's that's just great. But also serendipitous to that is that night, I believe Kevin Blackwood was supposed to wrestle Robbie Eagles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie could make his flight for that show. So me and Robbie being the two people completely displaced and missed out because of these flights end up wrestling each other exactly a week from when we were supposed to have our respective matches. And I get to take out all the bitterness I have about missing the Shelly match out on September 8th on Alpha Zo himself. So I feel like everything's coming up Bankston right now. That's how I feel about it.
Full circle.
Where are you wrestling Alpha Zo?
Grap House.
Grap House
Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, the collab show.
I'm an idiot. I tweeted this and I was like, wow, this is like the Indie Bowl.
Honestly, remember we saw the graphic and we were both like, oh yeah, totally, this one makes so much sense.
Look, Bankston has already experienced my brain in real time today. I gaslit him before the show. We thought his headphones weren't working.
Classic Mike. Because
he's like, I can't hear you. And it's because like 2 minutes before he got in here, I got up to take a piss and I muted my microphone and I forgot to unmute it when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just full time. He's thinking his shit's all fucked up and it's
unreal.
No. Yeah. It was just me having a dumb stoner
moment. Break.
Yeah. Good time. Good time.
It's a great time.
Let's talk. I want to talk about catch flow. Explain catch flow to us.
Yes.
Yeah, so catch flow is basically the name I've given to the way that I wrestle in particular. I was looking around the people around me and the other people that I was finding my name being thrown up in the same conversations as, right? A lot of those were the Lee Moriartys of the world,
mm-hmm.
the Fedoras of the world, the Jonathan Greshams, and, you know, whereas Lee has like Tiger Style, which is like his version of grappling plus a lot of like Jeet Kune Do, like, you know, Bruce Lee style things, like all, you know, morphed into one. You know, Trish had, you know, like Afro Tech, like she had like, you know, her own way of doing things, and hers is very like Yabe centric and stuff like that. Well, I was looking at all of my influences and whatnot, and I'm like, okay, well, I am, you know, from the source, British trained, you know, world of sports style, whatever you want to call it. And I think, you know, styles makes fights the most important thing in what makes a wrestling match interesting is the way that these two different people interact with each other. So I felt like the more clear I defined the style of what I did, the better to give people an idea, especially because technical wrestling has a bad rap for being boring or like kind of, you know, like you have to really like do this kind of turgid pace type thing. Whereas like for me, everyone always says like, oh, you make technical wrestling fun. You make it exciting. Like, mm-hmm. and then part of that is just like, if I treat technical wrestling like it's my fireworks and I really, really, really obsess over the detail and the stuff. And, you know, it also goes back to like hip hop, right? Like rap, like flow, like I have, you know, cash flow. Like that was kind of my thing of like combining all of my interests. You know, there's very much like if pro wrestling and if World of Sport was the Harlem Globetrotters, like I'm the and one update to the Harlem Globetrotters, you know?
Wow.
Mm. That's really what I try to capture in that.
That's a
hell of an analogy.
I'm saying that was insane. You took us on some rides there. I have a few questions off of that. Well, a bunch of questions off of that. Honestly, when we've had a few conversations before and I've gotten to pick your brain, what makes you look at wrestling the way you do? Because it's different than the way that other people do. When I talk to other wrestlers, it's kind of just like, you know, bare meat and bones of what the business is. But you're looking at it from a whole different way and you're presenting it a whole different way. Where did that come from?
I think where that comes from primarily is from all of my life leading up to wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people know I have a master's degree in classical acting with an emphasis in Shakespeare. And kind of some of the trials and tribulations I found in being in that path were bodies and people who looked like me or who were different from the customary mold that was in that were having a hard time giving opportunities to really show what we were about, right? A mentor of mine used to say, like, making curry. Like, how do you make a delicacy with the scraps that you're given? And sorry, let me not go behind curtains too much. So
not all the way back there.
Yeah. But basically, like, if I'm not, I'll put it in a way that I think you'll get me. If I'm not allowed to do everything that I really could do and am capable of because of someone above me restraining what I'm allowed to do, then how can I still make that fire if I'm only allowed to do this much? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that being a lot of my first exposure to wrestling, because if you look at whatever about me, like, I have about 5 months of training in the UK. The pandemic hits, and then like my fifth match ever is like AEW Dark getting killed by Powerhouse Hobbs, right? Like, right. So, you know, I had to learn real quickly of like, oh, what do I do when I wrestle a Hobbs or a Lance Archer? Or
and that's crazy, Darren, because I remember that match, and by that time I thought you had already been out here, and that was your fifth match.
I think it was, yeah, I think it was sub 10 matches.
That's I remember that whole, I remember everything about that. And I thought you had already been out here. That's crazy.
The pandemic era of like AEW Dark and everything is crazy. Cause like some of the extras are like, they, you know, or like people they bring in for Dark are just literally like, it was who was like tested, there. Like, you know, testing negative and available and, you know, able to even drive or come, you know, come by.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's this weird thing of like, and Hiro talks about this a lot. This isn't anything I've come up with, but the thing about the indies now is that pre-pandemic, you have kind of like the independent gold rush of NXT and AEW and everyone else, you know, signing kind of all of the independent wrestling stars. And so what ends up is that you have a brand new crop of kids who don't really have that many vets on the scene to like teach them stuff and are like having to innovate and figure it out from scratch. So I think like this current kind of crop of people who've only been wrestling for like around the, like, I don't know, 1 to 5 year mark is about what I would say is around that time. I think have very interesting paths in careers thus far, just because like the landscape is unlike it's ever been before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Billie Starks is like a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her whole career has essentially been like 6 or 7 years,
right? You know, and we've seen it all. That's the
crazy part. Yeah. It's you know, especially you know, having you know, having the kind of access to just, you know, go get yourself locked away in some training. You know, when everyone's locked down in a pandemic, and it's like you know, you find your like little circle of people that you can get access to a ring with, and it's you know, it was cool to see what everyone came up with in those little, like, you know, they were almost like mini camps of people, like,
yeah, there,
you know,
were
training during lockdown. So it was really cool to see what came out of those.
It's crazy the parallels what you're speaking on, Darian, the parallels of always hip hop and wrestling, on how now there's a bunch of young rappers who are kind of, there's no vets spitting game to them. Cause that's like, we've gotten to this weird place where everybody's me. So like, they're just coming, they have to like carve their own ways because nobody's telling them the game. And wrestling's, sorry, you guys. Wrestling's exactly the same, where it's like, there's all these young kids. I see them on every show that are like, I trained over here, but I'm over here doing this, but I'm over here doing this. And it's no really like structure. It's scary.
At all. At all. It's like, and for me, it's a double-edged thing, because like, I'll be on a show, and people will be like, all right, yeah, and if you guys have questions, like, go ask Bankston. And I'm like, go ask me? Like, like, what do I know? Like, I'm 4 years in, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, I've only wrestled, like, yeah, like, bro, I'm 4 years in, I'm like 150 matches in, what do I know? Like,
right, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the double-edged thing to that is, like, I do end up at least filling that role. Right. In the sense of like, okay, if I'm the person that people are looking to, of like, how do we structure in the midst of the chaos? Like, I want to kind of do the best to like pass on what was told to me by my vets, you know, the people that I can't consider vets, or my coaches or whoever, and kind of be like, all right, I don't know nothing, but the people who do know something have told me this, and I need y'all to like apply this as well, right? Because clearly there are results, and they did things the way they did for a reason. And I think marrying that new innovation to the structure and the formulas that already exist, it's like, that's where the money is.
I think what also was why I thought that way about you when you were with Hobbs already is because you had already been training and like you had gotten to this, like from student to trainer, like really quickly. Also, like, how did you get from I've only been in the business for this long to I'm running classes or I'm helping people with I'm helping people in their infancy, like become something.
So I think all it is I'm very lucky in the sense of like so many people's paths in the wrestling industry are completely unguided, right? Like it's such a hard industry. Even now, even, you know, secrets out or no secrets out, it's still very hard to get in and find people who are willing to really like tell you the answers that you need. And so for me, I think coming from England automatically meant that I knew just ways of doing things that other people didn't know just because they weren't exposed to it. You know, you wouldn't know what you wouldn't know. And so it wasn't so much as that, like, I was more seasoned or anything, but I was able to, like I said, communicate my OG, my vets, you know, way of doing things to people who had never even been able to look at it from that perspective. My original trainer, Greg Burridge at the London School of Lucha Libre, him and Gary Van Horn were like so good about making you understand the why of everything and how to kind of spin things on their heads and invert them and innovate and create in interesting ways. And so I think it was just that was like I was looking at it more as an artist, as a dramaturge than as, you know, this is the thing that people do in training. So when a lot of people do train with me, you know, which I don't like run a school or anything, but it's just like, you know, other hoopers who can hoop, picking up some new stuff, rolling around with me type things, you know? Sure. So I think that's just what it was. It's like, you know, I get that coming from England. And then at some point, you know, getting to train under QT Marshall, who is like, yeah, I'll say till forever is the most underrated wrestler probably ever. Like is just so good. He's unbelievable. Like genuinely not just saying it because he is a coach of mine or a trainer of mine. Like he's unbelievable. And getting to, you know, again, like pass on the things that he knows or getting to train with Dave Taylor and learning world of sport from the source and like the reason why they did it and why they were good. Like getting, it's one thing to watch something and, you know, try to replicate it. It's a whole other thing to know the why. Right. Of something and to do something for and with a purpose. And so I think I was just able to like offer a perspective to people who just hadn't had the opportunity before, you know.
You mentioned England a few times now.
So yes.
I kind of just want to get more into that. Please, you know, elaborate on the training in the background there.
Yeah. So
What inspired you to go there?
Yes.
So it's from really, I wanted to pursue Shakespeare and pursue acting in general and get better at my craft. So I went to the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama in Swiss Cottage, London, England. It's part of the University of London. And got my master's degree there and was signed to an agency. And I was just living in England as an actor and as an artist. And through that, there's a whole bigger, longer story, but essentially my agents end up like pointing me towards some like sports modeling stuff. I had an invitation just from a friend to come to a wrestling show. And I mentioned it to my agents and they're like, oh yeah, definitely go. Like we have a wrestler on our books already. It'll be cool. Little did I know that Anthony Agogo from Chain Taylor Promotions, he and I were in the same agency. So I show up, we meet and then didn't know for like another month and a half that we like worked for the same company and everything. So that's how, like, you know, I wasn't planning on wrestling. It kind of fell in my lap, but then when it did, I was the American guy that lived in England and started wrestling in England. Cause that was a place I was going to live for the rest of my life. But when the pandemic hit, they shut down the embassy. So I couldn't renew any of my visas or anything. So it was one of those things where they're like, all right, dog, like you got to go home. My parents live in Kansas City, but I was like, I am not going to be the guy that goes home and just like kicks it at the crib with my parents until whatever. So I was like, I got to get up. I got to get going. The Go-Go was moving to Atlanta and he was like, yo, mate, like if you're free, move in with me, you know, we'll train together. We'll figure it out and go from there. So like, he's the reason I come to Atlanta and, you know, do X, Y, and Z. So that's kind of how we get from England to here.
Wow.
What's your relationship? Do you guys still, you know, have a good relationship when he's back over stateside?
Absolutely. I don't get to see him as much anymore, but yeah, that's still my dog. You know, that's my older brother and everything.
Excellent. Speaking of brothers, got J-Rose who popped in the chat earlier. Hello, I might pop in. I don't know. Scrambling to announce stuff. Yes, because there are some NAP announcements that came out this week. And also, you said you're spitting, and you share the exact same views. That was probably on the 5 year and under club.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. Yeah. Hi, J-Rose.
Hey, yeah, J-Rose.
Announce my match.
Yes, announce that match. Oh, Darren, talk to us about the relationship with NAP and your involvement.
Yeah. Without NAPTown All Pro, there is no Darren Bankston as you know him today. Mm-hmm. J-Rose, I believe, met me at Black Wrestlers Matter 2 mm-hmm. in Des Moines, which was the only time I've ever wrestled in Iowa, which is crazy. That's my home state. But
a black wrestler show in Iowa. There's a lot of interesting elements there.
I could give you listen. All right. As a black man that was born in Iowa, I could give you a lush history lesson in our racial disparity in that state. straight up Waterloo, Iowa, where I'm born, until I think literally 2 years ago. Had the biggest racial disparity of any city in America, period.
And you said until two years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a whole thing. But anyway.
After the pandemic, like.
Yeah, like, after. Like, they were after, like, all right, let's work on it.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Oh, my God.
They're like, oh, maybe we're all not so bad.
The world we live in is wild.
It's very crazy. But I think that's where we met the first time. I had a match there against Doc Simmons. And that was kind of when so that was the week after the Hobbs match.
Okay.
So that's like the kind of timeline we're running on. So again, like this is still maybe like within 10, 15 matches for me.
Unbelievable.
We meet there. Everyone assumes I'm a Midwest guy, although at this point I've definitely moved to Atlanta. And that's the thing. So I'm commuting like 24 hours round trip up to the Midwest every weekend to try and wrestle just because the Southeast scene was what it was at the time.
Is it you and a crew or just you?
Just me. Like 100,000 miles on my car in like a year, dog. Like I was killing myself.
Oh my God.
But it's what I had to do to get on. Like if I didn't have that, that's like genuinely like a year, almost 2 years of me not doing anything if I'm not getting in that car. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I had to do what I had to do. And now I'm like reaping the benefits of it. At the time, dog, it sucked. Crazy. But like now, you know, it's paying dividends and
hey, like, oh, that was worth it. I think
you've got the willingness to sit in a car that would just you would thrive in Ontario because it's the highway of doom here where it's like there's Niagara area 40 to me, another hour to Toronto, another hour to Oshawa, and then 4.5 hours to Ottawa.
Yeesh.
Hey, man. I'm doing it. That I'm hitting them roads.
And also, you go like an hour or two north of Toronto, and you get to like Barrie as well. But like, that's basically that is Ontario. And then you have to drive 28 hours to the west to get to Canada.
I'll do it. Put me in Canada now.
But it's also cool because like Ottawa, like there's Ottawa, and then 2 hours away from Ottawa is Montreal. So it's not like that bad once you're there either.
Once you get somewhere.
Yeah, but it's like you have to be in one of the hubs or you have to drive 5 hours from hub to hub. Mm. And it's like, oof, which is basically what I'm doing like next week. I'm doing one place that's 45 minutes from my house. And then that's actually this Sunday. And then Thursday. So next Thursday, I'm going to Toronto to see Blink 182, which
sick.
That's it'll be the first time I've ever seen them. Finally.
Oh, ew.
So that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after that, I have to go to Ottawa. And then the day after that, I have to come like 4 hours back the other way from Ottawa. And then the day after that, I have to go like 3 hours. Like basically come home and then go an hour farther from my house the other way.
You're doing a
whole tour. Is anybody going to get a big boot in any of these runs?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But do have a way to get the nap, you know? So I have established that now.
Oh yeah.
No, not for you. J-Rose really wants me to big boot someone. He found out.
Listen.
He found out how tall I am, and he's just like, you need to hit someone with a big boot.
You got to big boot someone, right?
I don't know. I guess it's who? Not Darian.
I'm not about to
get twisted up in a pretzel when he catches
me. I mean, I'm sure Darian has taken a lot of pump kicks now that I'm thinking about it.
Dog.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, he's taken so many.
It's hey man, pump kicks. I will say, like 2019 to like 6 months ago, the pump kick was like, oh my God. We get it.
I got it.
Fire move.
Shout out to all the black women wrestlers who all love. I don't like it's like we're a black women wrestler. Let me learn the pump. That's like the first move out there. I'm like, what is this about the pump kick that every black women wrestler? That's their spot.
I'm a big fan of like the crescent kick leg lariat sort of thing. I like that.
That's what, yeah, the sign like one. But
yeah,
training with Jade, dog. Jade has given me at least 3,000.
That's what I said. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I know he's taking so many of those kicks.
That's seen my ass, man.
Insane. You know what else you've taken that made me really, really happy because it's one of the best moves in all of professional wrestling and I never get to see it anymore? The fucking awful waffle.
Dog, okay. I'm so glad you brought that
Darian,
up.
Like... Darian Bengston is an awful waffle survivor and I'm so happy.
It's, to me, genuinely, awful waffle is probably the best move of all time.
It's the best,
it's so
yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
And like that, to this day, career highlight for me was I took the awful waffle in like a 12,000 seat arena. And and I took a gnarly one too. The one I took was pretty fire. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm quite proud of that. Yeah.
I saw the clip in my research within the last couple of days because, you know, professional.
What an accomplishment. Who would have thought?
Hey, I'm one of the last, because, you know, not being like sad, but I'm one of the last people to ever take the awful waffle off Chuck Taylor. I also got bumped by Jake Roberts. I got to be one of the last people to do that. Yep. Right?
One of Daniel McCabe's last matches.
I'm the last person to ever beat him. Unless.
God damn it.
Unless. Unless Brian Danielson wants to
figure it out. This is a flashback to 2 weeks ago when J-Rose was just I was all drunk on Canadian Pride for Daniel McCabe and he was like, you know, my boys beat him twice.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, facts are just the facts. That's all it is. Why'd you got to do him like that? It's his final run. You couldn't just like throw him a bone.
Hey, look, all right, I bust my whole eye open in that match. I was in the McCabe lock. And was doomed. And I was like, okay, if I don't get to this rope, it's a wrap, right? But like, I think this is the thing that people don't know or understand about Maccabi's huge. Like, he's not a small man. Yeah, he is tall as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of man and weight on you, dog. And so, like, I have a grown adult human being on, like, and so I drugged my eye, like, my whole eye socket. So my shit was split, like, all the way up. Ooh. From that match. So I was supposed to take it easy on dog after he split my face open. How does that work, bro?
Listen, that's he's like, trying to leave his mark on the way out.
He did on my face.
I respect they gotta respect it.
Hey, that's fine. Him and Crew killed each other the next day, so I'd much rather take what I took.
Absolutely. You know, you do also have the co-sign of Daniel McCabe though, and you know, we've seen the video, the Genius Plex. That's obviously a shout out, some homage. Mm-hmm. What's learning from the Genius been like for you?
He probably is gonna hate all this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So Dan,
do it.
I cannot I won't be able to fully express how thankful and lucky I am. I was in a point in my life and career where I felt super, super lost and directionless. Like we were talking about, right? I was like, where are the people that, you know, that aren't my, just like my coaches who are going to like help me get better? You know, like I'm in rooms where like everyone has wrestled longer than me. And like, I still feel like I'm not getting, you know, the help I need. And a lot of times, especially in wrestling, and especially when you wrestle a certain style, there are waves and there are staples of a style. And Dan took everything that he had amassed in his career, I feel like, in a lot of ways. And, you know, our whole thing, like the idea of inheritance was real. Because the only place where Dan was loved more than in Canada was in the Southeast. And I've lived in the Southeast for almost 4 years now. And I wasn't anything in the Southeast until he made me someone in the Southeast. I don't think people even labeled me as a technician until he made that happen. And so for him to give me the time of day to wrestle me, let alone to 100% become my in-ring mentor and teach me and basically like giving me the baton to run with, because like when I say inheritance, really, like, he's not gone anywhere. Like I'm keeping what he did alive, and I'm just going to keep building on that, you know. And I take that very seriously. Like, this is not me just like taking someone's moves for the pops. Like, I am here to evolve and expand upon the work that he laid out for me, and really pay respect to that, and pay respect to his work. And yeah, I insanely thankful for Dan. Truly a wrestling genius, truly a one of a kind talent. And yeah, I got like insanely huge shoes to fill.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. That's a really dope story. And that match, you guys, Jesus, that match with Brian, it's not off the table, I think.
No, we coming for you, Brian, bro.
Yeah.
Dan might be gone, but like if I'm around, I'm making it happen. And I don't mean like I'm wrestling you and I'm in like the spirit, like I'm finding you, I'm finding Dan, and we're making it happen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it has to be Dan.
Yes, it has to be Dan. And there is no running from that. That's, hey, bro, I saw what he did. Did you see how much he bled in that last match?
Yeah.
Dog. Brian. We're coming to you, dog.
Foundation. It's being laid.
Just know. I hope you got a real comfy bed, dog. Sleep. It's going to be long for you, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Brian, I'm on your side, Brian. Don't listen to him. Hey, Brian, you got this.
When Dan put them boots to you, G. Oh, cattle mutilation. Have you seen the Makabe Lock Pie, bro? Just be ready, dog. I'm just saying. I'm staying on business for my OG, bro.
Brian Danielson is crazy.
I got to, because you know what? Now that I think about it, I didn't even think about it until just now. Brian was also supposed to wrestle my coach, Greg Burridge, in 1PW in like 2005. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. And he ended up wrestling Too Cold, which is also fire.
I mean,
but I'm like, bro, you dodging, you can't be dodging all the OGs. You can't dodge all the homies. You know what I'm saying? We coming for you, Brian.
He might could dodge all the OGs, though. I think he earned it. Yeah. Well, we've seen that life has came at you really fast in wrestling. And what did you set goals coming into this, and have you accomplished any of them?
No. So the goals I did set were all British, because
right.
Like, that's, you know, so it was like me and my tag partner Keenan Krishna, when I first started, we like, he's our goal. Like, we're going to be on Progress by this time, and we're going to do this by this. And when the pandemic happened, he was one of the guys that got onto Progress during that time period. So he got it figured out straight away. He's ill. He figured it out. But no, I haven't. I don't even know that I like knew where to start. Right. Really just, they were kind of like, I want to be on this show. But when you talk about like the pandemic and just everything that came with it. I just didn't know what my life was going to be or what the trajectory in wrestling. I didn't know that wrestling was going to be as serious as it is for me, mm-hmm. Or that I would take to it as I did. But I've won a title, mm-hmm. My first ever title, the TWE Undisputed title. Mm-hmm. I've held that for over a calendar year.
And still.
So the first one is like, you know, been like an insanely memorable one. TWE is giving me the opportunity to grow and expand and evolve in a really amazing way. That's where all of my matches with Dan happened. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's kind of the biggest one, I guess, thus far is like my first ever title.
Honestly, TWE Chattanooga is just like between like that building is just a place that I need to step foot in at some point mm-hmm. in my life as it is. But the amount of cool shit that just proceeds to happen there from not like almost any promotion, like there's so many promotions that run through there and just bring crazy dope shit through the South.
Yeah, really good energy in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's everyone there is a hooper certified. Do you understand me? Everyone there is a baller. Like, because the thing is, it's standing on business for the South is like no one gives us any respect in the South at all. All right? Mm-hmm. They think that we're lazy. They mm-hmm. think we're just, walk around. Well, do you know how many, I almost said some words that would affect me getting picked up somewhere. You know what? How many, you know what word I'm trying to say. So like, yes. You know how many of them have come at me and been like, I'm going to give you a match that you don't really get to have, right? Do you know who I'm rolling with, bro? Who is they talking to, dog?
That's a crazy thing to say.
That's wild, bro. And I'm like, just to people in general, anyone.
To talk to anyone like that, bro. And this isn't like, and I'm not just like on a run of the mill. Like this person came to me in my building at where I'm champion and was like, I got you, kid. I'm a dead. Bro, like, I'm a real hooper. Who are you talking to, bro? Like, and what is we talking about? Because if we're talking about running and doing the moves and doing all that, like, bro, like, my first school was Will Ospreay School. What are you telling me, bro? What you want to talk about entertaining? I don't know anyone that is out there doing it like Adam Priest. I don't know anyone that's out doing roads like, I don't know, Jaden Newman. You want to talk about the sound like we didn't give you AC Mac? Because I saw AC Mac beat Alex Shelley for the title in person. I knew what that energy was, but they want to come to me and talk about what they can do for me. You know what someone from the North has done for me in my building? Not a damn thing. Nothing. All right. So standing on business for the South, we got the illest, realest ballers in the industry.
Absolutely.
WWE is the heart of that.
WWA4 is literally just a dope wrestler school.
Come like, on.
It's just a we make great wrestlers here factory.
Just back to back to back.
Teriyaki, Rico. Go on for days.
Mr. Danger. That is where AC Mac came from. That is where Sean Dean started. That is where Allen Angels came from. Yep. And you want to talk about them? How many of them also went to the Nightmare Factory? And how many people we have from the Nightmare Factory? Like, do you really want, like, how could you even pretend? Like, it isn't popping where we are right now.
Well, the Nightmare Factory is a place where, you know, like, there's people who will come to the South from out of the South to train there. Hayden Backlund is someone who, you know, is a Buffalo guy that he's near and dear to my heart. And I know that he's, you know, he's been there. I think Brooke Havoc was out, was there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, we train all in the same building. Mm-hmm. Now we're all over the country, and those are the people, because you see Backlund in Buffalo, you see Backlund in Canada, you see Backlund in Chicago, you see Backlund in Cleveland. He's all over the place. Yeah. So how can we have our fingertips literally all over the entire map, but our scene ain't got no hoopers? Come on now. Be real. Grow up. Grow up. What are we doing?
What is this energy?
The best wrestler in the country, all right?
Andre 3000 said in 1995, the South got something to say. They still got something to say. Why are people not listening? I don't get it.
Independent world champion. He's from the South. That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Where's the Pan-African belt? Where's the Pan-African belt right now? Is that in the South?
I believe Shug D is in the South. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Okay, I thought so.
Why are you guys still not getting any love, you think?
I think what it is, is kids don't know how to work, man. Kids don't know how to work. Down in the South, we know how it's done. You know what I'm saying? I think it is the audiences are different, which is a huge thing.
Oh, big time.
The crowds you are going to see value a different thing. And there is a way. Wrestling is all about, like, we all have the same, it's all a medium, right? It's all the same art form, which is about how do we radiate with our audience? How do we connect with people? How do we tell this dance and this story through fighting? How do we, you know what I'm saying? And what I think the South does is it makes its investment in the people, right? Whereas, like, I feel like a lot of other places can catch almost more of like a vibe. So then it's like, we might have 30 of the most talented dudes, but like, they might all be running the same thing. And that's not specific to any region. That's just kind of wrestling, right? Like, we're going to chase trends. It's 2019. We're doing pump kicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to chase the trend because people,
cutters,
you know, cutters, because we pay attention to what's getting
absolute, no,
that's not me advocating.
It's the trigger word.
That's not me advocating, right? And listen,
cutter gets me.
And listen, DDP got me set up with my first apartment in Atlanta. I know. QT Marshall is my coach. Diamond Cutters is in my blood. It's in my DNA.
Yeah, but
look, when they were doing them, they were like the only people doing them.
I feel you. Like I said, I was in London. I've seen an Oscutter in real life from the source. You know what I'm saying?
If you're a brand new wrestler, why are you doing the same moves that everyone else? Like, you have the cleanest slate in the world. You can do anything in the world that you want. You can make up moves. You can do anything. And they're like, nah, I want to do the Oscutter. But everyone on the card's doing the Oscutter, kid.
I once saw someone in a match, in the same match with Jay Malachi, rest his soul, right? with Jay Malachi, do a Malachi. Same match as him.
Same. He's right like, there.
Oh no, I got it. I could definitely do one as good as him. What are you doing? Grow up. What are we doing, bro? What do I know? I'm just a guy in the South. Just a guy in the South, man. We don't know nothing. We don't know how to work. We're just you know.
Nah. Shout out to your Adam Priest shout out, because that guy.
Is he not the best? Is he not the guy?
Man, I don't know a lot of people that can.
Who got aura like him?
When it's like bell to bell, let's rock. It's not a lot.
Who got aura like Lemon Pepper Priest?
I just watched him work against Vinny, and it was all heat, straight heat.
Oh, there's a dog. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw what you did to my boy, bro. I'm coming for you. Hey, bro. Listen here, and I seen you liking Nick Xander's tweets and stuff. Nick Xander, I got bro. Let me catch y'all, dog. It's going to be one. Let me catch y'all, bro. I'm going to send Priest on you. The Lemon Pepper Princess is coming for that ass. You're going to have to find out. For real. Mm-hmm. I didn't plan on this.
Yeah. I get it. That's the energy. It's a long time. You know what I mean? When you feel like you and your region have been doing the work and people are still like, not enough. It's like, well, what do you mean not enough? We're out here like really doing it.
How many records can my records break? I just don't get it.
Mike, you're not coming through at all.
Did it again.
I hate.
Yeah, I was like, I can't hear you.
I'm an idiot. How long have I been muted for?
It's been like 2 minutes, maybe.
Oh, only that long?
Yeah, not
okay.
Many.
Okay, that's that. Oh, really? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to just.
I don't remember the last thing you said.
I don't know. I definitely did it so I could pick up my drink and you wouldn't hear the ice cubes clanking around in the cup. God. And then I must have not pressed it when I thought I did, because
damn clankers.
Me and my mute button today are we're feuding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting squashed by the mute button today.
Yeah, your mute button is the north to Darren.
Yeah, but no, so what I was trying to say, because you know, you were mentioning you know, the South, you know, the South just being one of those places where like, hey, we're here. And yeah. I was saying, hey, I live in Canada, so I resonate with that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like this whole place where I every now and then some Americans will come up here and, you know, they'll wrestle some people up this way and go, oh shit, these guys are really good. And it's like, yeah, they can't cross your borders, so you don't know about them.
Like, the best wrestler of this generation arguably is from Canada. Shut up.
Yeah, shut okay. up, Makabe, bro.
No, not Daniel Makabe. Kenny Omega, come on.
Oh.
Like, the generation, he defines the generation. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I feel
you. That's fair.
I just stand on business. I feel you.
That's fair.
West Coast Pro, let me give it up too. This Sunday, I was just trying to find something to plug. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be at Vinny's thing this Sunday. It's gonna be Vinny's birthday. There's gonna be some wrestling.
Oh what?
I might rap. I don't know.
What's Vinny doing this Sunday? Like having a where is it?
It's gonna be at the West Coast Training Academy.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's gonna be broadcast, but he was like, wrestlers, if you're in the area, come through. You can maybe get a match. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be like a giveaway charity thing. It's going to be pretty dope.
It's going to be like the Big Toko Kickback, but Vinny style. That's crazy.
1,000%. You said it. You did it. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. That's so fire.
That's exactly wild. What it is.
Lean seats, so big dog. Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm excited.
What we need to do, Reg, is I need to get you one of these we need to somehow get you one of these cameras. So,
I need one, yeah.
So we can have the like Indeed vlogs from when you mm-hmm. go to do shit too, mm-hmm. and not just my you know, my Canadian adventures.
I mean, do we need like 2 hours worth of me getting high?
That's all mine are.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I trim it down to 15 minutes of getting high.
I don't know. Some wrestlers don't. We want to keep it low.
Yeah. My favorite is always when people just like, they know my camera's out, they grab it, they smoke, and they're just like, oh, this is CBD.
Yeah, dog, we're really going to be smoking CBD out here, big dog.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you, people were getting nervous at Wally Mania when them cameras came backstage. I'll tell you that.
I'm saying. People were like, the movement started. The energy was wild. It was a big shift back there. Man, backstage at Wally Mania was insane. Jesus, things are.
Look, I know. You know, we do this whole thing sometimes where we, you know, match announcements end up happening while we're live on the show.
Okay.
Still waiting for J Rose to drop some match announcements. What the hell, J Rose? But
yeah, come on, shorty.
So someone DM'd me one, so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pull this one up real quick because it's pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? There we go.
Not that.
It's happening at the Violence and Suffering Arrival 2 show.
Oh, sick.
Fine. Yeah. Let me pull this overlay down because that's in the way.
Okay, yes, yes.
It's the TNA Showcase.
Wow. The best independent women's wrestler. Do you consider, I guess she signed, so no. The best TNA women's wrestler, Masha Slamovich, is wrestling.
Damn.
Maybe the best TNA wrestler in general, honestly.
Hey, I am not Masha. I'm telling Masha is the best wrestler in the world.
She's at least top five.
I'm not winning that fight if she disagrees. So
yeah, I mean,
yeah. So that one came up. That's fucking crazy.
That's the system.
Interesting, always to me, like seeing like the branding of TNA actually being like, yeah, we'll give you a showcase match on your show, independent promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which.
I need it.
I like that. I like that a lot. VXS does some cool stuff. Skate culture, music culture, wrestling culture, all kind of collaborating into one thing.
They're awesome. I'm super happy that they're back and their show announcements have been great. J Rose says typing it now. I don't know what that means. The announcement could
typing
be
it now.
Time.
Oh, okay.
Internet.
I have something. If we need to stall.
Oh yeah, yeah. Please go ahead, Vamp.
Mm-hmm. So. Tomorrow, my match against Robbie Eagles is happening. But more importantly, personally, is the Infantry finally gets their shot at the Ring of Honor tag titles. I got to talk about Carly Bravo, Sean Dean, Trish Adora,
yes,
against mm-hmm. the Kingdom.
Yes.
They're going to be the new champions. They are the most popular tag team in Ring of Honor. They are the most popular tag team in AEW. They're the most popular tag team straight up. Awesome. I don't know. Three for real American heroes. All right. American heroes. Do you understand me? Bravo did two combat tours. We're talking about the real deal. All right. You think they're afraid of my Benedict? Mm-mm. What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Infantry, new Ring of Honor tag champions. It's a wrap. Fire.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. I ain't afraid. Hey, bro. They cooking me right now. I'm on the phone with the leakers, bro. Come get me.
The leakers.
Please don't say that because I don't want to be attached to any of that. Leave me out. I was off the guy when the call came through, I left.
Yeah, no. What? Hang on. No. I don't have sources.
I don't know the leakers, man.
Hey, all I know is that's like the most talented group of individuals I know. And they are some of my best friends in the world and some of the best people I know. And their talents are so undeniable that I am more than confident enough to say it, because inevitably they will have tag gold because they them.
I've seen prior to this current run that they've been on together, like I've seen, obviously like Carly Bravo on, you know, some like indies that I've watched streams of from the South. Mm-hmm. And what I found out that him and Sean Dean are a tag team, it was like the only thing I could think about. I think the first time I saw them tag was like a Battle Slam show. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Why is Sean Dean a singles wrestler? And Carly Bravo on TV with them. And I'm glad it's just cool seeing like all of that. And same, like Trisha Dora is someone we used to talk about here regularly on the show because she worked a whole shitload of indies all the time. And I don't know, it's always cool when we don't get to talk about people anymore because they don't work really many indie shows anymore. But it's exactly. Not because they're not wrestling, it's just because they're like
right
on TV and you know,
well,
living a life doing it now. It's great.
Definitely one indie that she did do recently. Last night, Grap House Chopped and Screwed. Ooh. Trisha Dora versus Papa Yase. That match is so crazy. Do you understand me? Sick. That match is so crazy. They go so wild, dog. I'm telling you. IWTV now. Trisha's the one. Man.
That's crazy. Earlier, Mike had said Battle Slam. Did you work the last Battle Slam show, Darian?
No, I did not. Didn't get an invite, nothing.
No.
I did, however, work Ashe that weekend.
That's dope. Let's talk about that.
Darius Lockhart is the man.
The best.
Caprice Coleman as our commissioner is very crazy. He gave that rat bastard O Knight what he deserves. I am so proud to be a part of Ashe and to work on that show. And dog, we had Shelton Benjamin versus Jonathan Gresham main event. What are we talking about? Are we for real, bro? Are we for real? Come on. So
come on.
Yeah. Go up. What are we doing?
I need a full interview with Lockhart pretty soon here, because what they're doing over there is incredible. It's like it's kind of like your aesthetics that you give up. It's like an encompassing thing more than just like the regular what we think pro wrestling is presented in a whole different way.
Absolutely. Because that's the thing, right? Like our jobs as performers, right? Reg, like obviously yourself included, is like it's about making who you are palatable and bite-sized for people. That's all we do when we create art. And Lockhart, as the curator of this product, has made something that is palatable for everyone, whether or not you like wrestling, if you're familiar with wrestling, because it hits all the things that human beings like to consume.
Right.
Fire product. Amazing show.
Incredible. Did J Rose drop that? J Rose, we're trying to end this on a good note.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here refreshing the NAP Twitter account. Like,
I'm gonna just start calling people out. And so,
one of them will hit right eventually. Kling, 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 kling.
Yeah, all right. In hey, Naptown All-Pro, these are the people that I want to play.
Now that you're done with Cole Radrick,
UFC style call out, do it.
Mm-hmm. That was those videos, by the way, Chair. Were that was some, you know, the performing arts background, you know, definitely paying out. Dividends in those.
It's coming out.
I wish it was. That was just me talking for real. I hate Cole Radrick, dog. I hate Cole Radrick almost as much as I hate Nick Xander.
Oh no. I love you, Cole. Get well soon, Cole, buddy.
Listen, that's the game, Cole.
Get well soon so I can beat that ass again, dog. Do you hear me? Yeah. Heal up so I can put the ones and twos to you, bro. I swear. Cole Roderick, Nick Xander, Owen Knight, Suge D. That's like the Mount Rushmore hater. Corn. Hold on. Yo. Yeah. All right. I'm going to leave it at that.
Things got intense there. You got some built up hatred in there, I think.
Yeah. Suge D, I'm coming for that head top. I'm beating you, silly dog. Do you understand me?
Oh, well, look,
are you gonna win that belt?
Look what it. Hey, we could talk about that, or we could talk about this.
Thanks, J Rose.
Thank you, J Rose. Thank you. We love you, J Rose. we're sorry for pressuring you to.
Yeah, we're just
to type so fast. We were just so excited for this announcement.
God damn! Drop us out of there.
Look at that! Look at that! Darian Bengston versus Ken.
Oh, Broadway. Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, Darian Bengston wanted a fight, and I think he got one.
I do believe
this is.
You
didn't have to call anybody out. Yes. Yeah, it's right there. Right there on the screen. How you feel? How you feel? How you feel? How you feel?
This is a pleasant surprise. Ken Broadway, very fire since Hooper. I think. Maybe relocating to the Midwest, maybe Kimberly from New York, right?
Yep.
That's where I think
I believe that's like, where Broadway is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think might be like based out of St. Louis or something now, but very fire has been a new addition to Naptown. There's been a lot of like St. Louis like influence lately, right? Camaro Jackson's been on the show, and I just, you know, can't. So I watched Ken and Darice and Josh Crane, Triple Threat, and I did some scouting. I've done some scouting. I've been looking. You know what I'm saying? And
so what you're saying is Broadway's new here, so he's coming to make an impact. And if you want to make an impact in NAP, it's a good way to do it, I think, getting a win over what they would call a vet, you know?
I'm just saying all the scenarios.
That's it. I'm not saying he's gonna get the win. I'm just saying he could get the win, you know?
Yeah. I was just checking.
That's it.
Just checking.
That would be a great way for Ken Broadway, the very experienced and accomplished wrestler that he is, to come in and cement himself and to make a name, would to be by beating me. But unfortunately for him, I am me. And I'm gonna have to see you there, buddy. So I guess we did. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, that. Oh man, I'm sad because I'm like, oh, I can. I know someone who would be willing to drive down to NAP from here. And I was like, yeah. Oh, this show is literally on this Sunday that I'm already doing.
Oh, you're already booked.
I'm already around and traveling.
Are you booked to give Ken Broadway a big boot? The people got to know.
Listen.
TBD. TBD.
J-Rose is listening hard back there.
Yeah. J-Rose is like, when, Mike? When? When?
Do you remember Von Wagner if J-Rose has his way? Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to come down on a Tuesday.
Yeah, my place
is Von Wagner is crazy.
Weren't we already discussing that with J-Rose? The finish is
double big boot, right?
Naptown All Pro presents Come Tuesday.
Double big boot for the finish, and they both the 10 count. Terrible finish. Terrible finish, but you know.
Oh my god. Yeah. There you go. That's what I'll do, J-Rose. If you can book Von Wagner and him and I can concerto someone with big boots.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay, hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Now we're cooking with fire, I think.
Then I'll do it. I'll hitchhike if I have to. Yeah.
The concerto with big boots. That's a spot.
Yeah.
Eyeball fly out. Like,
things everywhere.
We'll look like a RoboCop death. Like.
And if you got real money, you bring in Sid and Kevin Nash also, and then it's a four-way.
Oh, Test? Y'all doing a seance on homie says.
Test is dead.
Yeah, but what a big boot. Am I right?
I'm great. True. Big boot, one of the best ever. Yeah.
True. Also from my original neck of the woods in Whitby, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do it for Tess, man.
Do it for Tess. Do it this for is that. A test.
Damn it. You son of a bitch, I'm in.
J. Rose, write this down. I hope you've been writing all this down.
One day, one big boot for Test. Mm-hmm. I'll do it for Test.
Got to.
Yep. Do it for Test.
Oh, my fucking God.
Rest in peace.
Darian, where can the people find you?
The people can find me. they can find me at Naptown All Pro kicking Ken Broadway's ass. They can find me at Grab House kicking Alpha Zoe's ass.
Relax on that second part.
No, I'm relaxed. I'm gonna kick his ass. We got that. Shug D at TWE. I'm knocking them dreads off, big dog. Where else am I missing? Robbie Eagles, dog. I'm sending you back down under. It's Shane, dog. I'm sorry.
I like all these people. You're talking crazy. I don't know.
I'm not talking crazy. It's the job.
Is
my job not to beat them in matches?
You're right.
I love the confidence.
I'm sorry for interfering. Go ahead. Continue.
Look. I understand that all I
just thought be like, I protected my friends when D was talking crazy on the show. Like, I was like, yeah, I went to bat for you because he was talking crazy.
And your friends beat up my friends. So you know what? I got to get even. Listen, I am my brother's keeper, dog.
Respect, honestly.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So those places, Darian Bankston on Twitter, X, Lori Bankston on Instagram. And yeah.
Hell yeah. You got anything coming up? Where can people find you at, Reg?
I'm going to be at the Vinny thing this Saturday, Sunday. Definitely check that out. Grapsody, Ask Grapsody this week. Denise tonight, post show. Something else is coming up that I don't know, but you'll find out. I'm always here. I'm everywhere. I appreciate y'all.
I have giga shit to say at the end of the show today. So I'm sorry to everybody who's expecting to get out of here in the next like 30 seconds, but happy birthday, Big Ben Ortmans, friend of the show,
happy promoter, birthday. Owner,
Crossbody Pro Wrestling. I love you, dude. Also, just wanted to give some love to Crystal Moon, Matthew Grant, JT Kirk, and Aaron Grant. They got in a car accident on the way to some bookings on the weekend.
Oh no!
Front of the car got demoed. They're going to be they're all alive and well.
Okay, that's good.
But they're banged up. They're going to be missing some shows for a while. Their merch links, their pro wrestling tees, their PayPal are all in the video description. If you wouldn't mind showing them some love, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Sending out love to them, man. That's so scary. But we know some Buffalo boys that came out even better after a car accident. So harness some of that energy and you'll come out on the other side better. Happy that everybody came out happy and healthy or whatever they did out of this, because that's so scary.
Absolutely. And then for myself, where I'll be, what I'm doing, Twitter's right there. It's actually the same username for everything. So just any social media, type in Mike from Indy. That's me. I'm the only one. Where I'll be at next week, August 16th, Fighting Back C4, the great, one of the most awesome fucking charity shows out there. They've raised like $750,000 for cancer research in the last 12 years now. I'll be there for that one. First time ever, Speedball versus Dijak. Let's fucking go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. The day after that, Destiny Wrestling, Oshawa, Ontario. So come say hi to me there. And then Smash
Wrestling. Why does Mike have a wrestler schedule? What's going on?
And then I'm going to go to Smash Wrestling in London on the 18th. But more importantly than everything, August 11th, Friends of Fuerza present Free Palestine Pro Wrestling, live pro wrestling to benefit Palestinian relief. Come to the show. Free Palestine. See you next week. Love you. Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.